This piece was brought to you by Roberta's. Roberta'sPizza.com.
Full service.
Thursday, good evening, Bushwick, good evening, Internet. Welcome to Full Service Radio. If you're tuning in live, welcome. If you're tuning in the future, welcome. Nice to have you either way. My name is Jack Inslee. As I said, this is Full Service Radio, a weekly show where we explore the best in underground music, sounds, experiments, all good things sonically. This show is live on heritageradionetwork.org and available on iTunes as a podcast. So if it's your first time, just subscribe on iTunes. It makes your life very easy. This week, I'm super, super stoked. It's a long time coming. If you know anything about having a good time in Brooklyn, you should already know this man. But if you don't, I'm here to tell you he's an artist, a designer, a damn philosopher, a psychonaut, a DJ, full service family. Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Trice is in the building. He's got a DJ set prepared for you. We're going to talk a lot more with this man in about 45 minutes. But until then, keep it locked. This is Lee Trice on Full Service Radio.
Service. We'll be right back. Blues Cave. full service.
We'll be right back.
But that's no reason to hold me back.
Come on, think about it, 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 think about it. I have wants and desires just like you. So move on aside, 'cause I'm coming through. Oh,
no matter how hard you try, you can't stop me now. Yes, your skin is white, but does that make you right?
This is a message for y'all. Together we stand, divided we fall. Black is a color, just like white. Now tell me, how can a color determine whether you're wrong or right? We all have our faults, yes we do. So look in the mirror, what do you see? Two eyes, a nose and a mouth just like me. Oh, your eyes are open but you refuse to see. Oh, the lies of society were made for both you and me. Because of my color, I struggle to be free. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but in the end, you're gonna see my friend. Oh,
time needs another minute at least. Take your time, but you gotta let me know. That girl looks forward to another meeting, just like everyday people I know. Looks forward to another simple greeting. There, a band of woods looks forward to happening. Just any old player you know. All he needs is rating. Time is education. Even when they tell you it's a sophistication.
Service. Look, y'all, I'm at the split. My lady called, says she wanted to talk to me about something. I don't know what it is, but you know, I'll have to check y'all at the gig tomorrow. Okay, later.
Full service.
Yeah, this is Cop Out. You're listening to Full Service.
Bigger, nigga. Yes, it's the beat. I break for the bone. But much more than this chance of poets. Bust blood out your brain. Break your backbone. Send your backbone back to the back zone. Try to underrate the heavyweight. When I dominate your cooking with the play me on your plate. Press rewind. Maybe 2 times or 3 times. Hear the rhyme. The blind of my life. Moonshine. Biggie Small got bitches in Brazil, boy. Use a rubber if the bitches the pill, boy. The complete opposite of a killjoy. Stick up, shoot out, hustle and I get killed. I pack a Mac, you pack a Deuce, G. So press up before you get messed up. That's your best luck. The common floor, run you over in the 4x4. And the tag on your toe, I'll redevil it. Pass the buck, I take a hit. Pass the drink, I take a sip. Pass the skins, I take a dip. Pass my loop before I flip. Man, brother, man, brother, man. I thought you knew the pedigree of the B.I.G. Cut MCs like lumberjack, cut trees. Rip microphones like Freddy Rip. Kids like Carl Vicks, two bits. My brother always here. To the back, to the side, to the front. Smoke a blunt. Break
you like a butterfly shrimp, you little young chump. Yeah, reach for your gun, make sure you get done. Be a ghost like Michael Landon. And the rhyme keeps flowing. Like the rapper with the drum, I keep going. They go in, they show with MCs how to flow. Yo, I smoke weed like Tony Montana, sit the yayo. So, bro, slow down before you get slowed down quick. Which burner you wanna get hit with, Vic? I'm the wrong nigga to be fucking with, so sit back and admit, baby.
Full Service Radio. You've been listening to the sounds of the one and only Trice Cat, Lee Trice. The homie, the fam. What's good, man?
What's going on, my man? Thanks for having me.
This man, before we really get into it, I'll give you a small little primer while he gets his headphones on. Mr. Trice has done design work for King Stampede, Boundless, Bean Dip, Mishka, Roberta's, many, many others, alongside his own label, Minders Readers. He's a nightlife legend, a spirit guide, a DJ.
Yes, thank you.
And an essential part of the Full Service Collective. So welcome to the show.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, no
wanting to come on here for a minute.
I mean, I think you've been here just a few times before.
Well, I just never got a chance to lay it down on the ones and twos, you know?
Exactly. I do want to get into food and I want to get into music, but I first want to ask you, tell the listeners the first time you encountered Full Service. Where was it?
Man, Bonnaroo, Tennessee, game changer, you know. I met Spliff, I met you guys, and we've been great friends ever since.
So Trice did art at Bonnaroo the first year we went, which was 2013. Yeah.
Thanks, Roberta's, for giving me that opportunity.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know what to expect. We just showed up. This guy had crazy art on the walls. We showed up with all our DJ shit, and... you know, the rest is history. So before I elaborate on that art, though, and the music, I got to do the food interview, because that's what we do every week on Full Service. So you're from Isla Morada, right?
Isla Morada. Yeah,
all right, I don't want to fuck that
up. Spanish version, Isla Morada, but American, Isla Morada.
Isla Morada. What kind of food did you grow up eating in Isla Morada?
A lot of snapper, a lot of lobster, all, you know, all your tropical goodies. Me and my dad used to go lobster diving all the time, so we got some good recipes for that. Yellowtail snapper was also pretty big, and grouper as well.
No doubt. Now, also, I want to ask about Roberta's, because you're here quite often.
Mm-hmm.
I see you here at least a few times a week, so you must have an answer to this question. Your favorite thing to eat at Roberta's, if you had
at
to,
the
like,
moment, at the moment, it's probably the meat wad.
Yeah?
It's like the meatball pizza. It's insane. The carrots here are ridiculous. Those are always a go-to. What else? Oh, yeah, the Lamb of God. It's a new pizza. It's kind of like a gyro or a hero, whatever, however you call it. It's awesome.
Fire. Meal that you would choose on death row?
Oh, man. Probably Huevos Rancheros or something.
Okay. Awesome. All right. I see you. And last food question. I'm going to speed through the food shit on this interview. The food that fuels you while you make art.
Oh, man. That'd probably be Marlboro Reds and Budweiser.
That's an accurate, and that's the correct answer, actually. Aspiring artists, take note.
Maybe some quesadillas.
That's the diet you need to be on.
Pussy, you
Oh, yeah. My bad. I should have said pussy.
That's, I mean, it goes with the Reds and the Bud, though, right? All right, so let's talk art, then. When did you realize, like, that first that you had a real talent in art? How young were you?
I was always into art, like, at a young age. It wasn't until I came to New York in, like, 2006 when I met some guys that really inspired the shit out of me.
Who
this
was
dude,
that?
Anthony Lister. He's from Australia. Rambo, you know, Crazy Rambo. You see his tags all around. I met all those guys in the McKibben Lofts. Judas Sapine. Those guys kind of, like, they saw my art and they're like, dude, you're pretty good, man. You should take it more seriously. And then from there, kind of like got the confidence and just kept going. It's, you know, it's still a struggle, but every day it just, you know, gets stronger and stronger.
What made you come to New York in 06, though?
I got an internship doing graphic design at an ad agency called Low Worldwide. I was in Amsterdam before that for 6 months. And I got over here, interned for 6 months. They hired me, and I just ended up staying.
Damn. And the rest is history, because, I mean, like, you're everywhere right now. So those dudes basically put you on to the dudes that got you.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, that internship kind of changed the game.
I mean, we're on the radio, we're on a podcast, so you're going to have to Google Lee Trice if you want to see the art we're talking about. But for those listening right now, like, how would you describe your style?
It's definitely mixed media, a lot of collage. I'm trying to simplify it a little bit more lately, but, like, my go-to is pretty much chaotic. Like, very kind of intense, crazy collage work mixed with acrylic and a couple other little secrets that I can't talk about.
Yes. So how does music play into this, then? Like, what kind of music inspires you? What are you listening to when you make art?
Well, I love psychedelic music, love the Grateful Dead. You know, they're a huge inspiration for me. But I'm kind of a fan of everything.
To me about the Dead, though, because I know, like, you were introduced to the Dead, like, real young. Like, tell the story of how you first got put on.
It was 95. My uncle was pretty much babysitting me. He pretty much kidnapped me, took me to a show, Deer Creek, Indiana.
From Florida?
Yeah, like, we pretty much
you got... You drove?
We drove, yeah. My parents were, like, gone for 2 weeks, and he was taking care of me for, like, 2 weeks. We basically just went on, like, a Dead road trip, summer tour style. And he's like, don't tell your dad. But, yeah, it was pretty crazy. The first show I saw was Deer Creek, Indiana, 95. I was, like, 13 or something.
And Jerry was still there.
Yeah. Yeah, he died later on that summer.
Unreal. What the fuck is going through your mind at 13 years old at a Dead? Like, had you seen anything like that before?
No. I hadn't even smoked weed. That was pretty much, like, the first time I was introduced to weed.
Can you remember that shit if you think back to it, that show?
Yeah, I can remember, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The best Dead show you've seen ever?
Well, I only saw two. Real, yeah. So, but, I've seen some pretty good shows since.
I'm saying, like, of everybody I know, you've seen a lot of fucking good shows.
Yeah, there's been some good ones.
What stands out to you?
I don't know. I could get into it. I mean, I really liked that Dark Side. It was like Nicholas Jarre's band. Saw some pretty ridiculous shows with those guys. Kind of like, they have a Dead quality to them, you know?
Mm.
But they also kind of have that futuristic kind of new school sound.
Absolutely. And now DJing, though, like, you definitely DJ around New York, around Brooklyn.
Whenever I can.
Yeah, whenever you can. Like, who put you on to that?
That was kind of just my own love for music. I mean, I think in, like, 2006, like, I was pretty into Ed Banger records and, like, some of the Instatubes guys, and
hell yeah.
I wanted to just like DJ, so I just started.
So you just taught yourself?
Yeah, I pretty much taught myself. I wouldn't call myself the best DJ. I think I'm a pretty good song selector, but I was a little nervous coming on the show because I know you guys have had some like world class DJs on here.
We've had the gamut, man. But you had some. What listeners didn't see is this VIP tour that came through the studio with all these older folks from the Metropolitan Museum of Art walking through as Trice is playing the Champagne Lounge music
and this huge bottle.
Sipping on this big ass bottle of sake.
This shit is off the chain right now.
Nothing has ever been more full service in the history of the show than the pink bottle of sake with the with the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
And you know this hot pizza right here is delicious.
Yes, sir. Well, I want to hear like another song or two, so I'm not going to keep you too long, but
that'd
I do
great.
I do need one thing. I need you to give us a drop for Full Service Radio.
Yo, the illest motherfucking radio station out there, Full Service, is Trice.
Boom, that's what it is. Spliffington is trolling hard right now before the, behind the glass. Spliffington's going in right now, but it's okay.
Hater.
Yeah, we'll see him in a minute. Well, that's a wrap. You've been listening to Lee Trice. You can find this man's art by Googling his name, and you'll be blown away. You can see his stuff all over Brooklyn, all over New York. I don't even know where to start, but look it up. You'll recognize it if you're from these parts, and if you're not, then get to know it.
Come to Roberta's any day of the week around 12 to 2. I'll probably be here.
Yeah, you'll catch
we'll
Trice having a nice breakfast lunch, and you'll catch me doing the food radio thing.
Sounds good.
All right, man. So you can get ready to play another song. Close right, the
man.
Shit out. Thank
I
you, Odetta.
It,
yo,
thanks.
No doubt, man. And next week, I believe we have Earl Boykins on the show. Not the actual basketball player Earl Boykins, but the artist and DJ. And we'll get in there. Full Service again, fullserviceparty.com, on iTunes, on heritageradionetwork.org. My name is Jack Inslee. You can catch this show live every Thursday from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. And we'll see you guys next week. Gunwash is up next if you're listening live at 9 p.m. as always. Until then, keep it locked.
Super Sound. Reggae Sound. Super Sound.
Hey, Lane! Waar is Lane heen? Hey, momenten graag. Ik wou je wat vragen. Spel juist wat van mijn lijn. Zou je dat kunnen? Tuurlijk, Bram. Kan jij Amsterdam voor me spellen? Bram, waarom vraag je me dat? Ik wil dat je Amsterdam voor me spelt, Lijn. Nou goed, dan gaat hij dan. A-M-S-T-E-R-D-A-M. Dat is Amsterdam, Bram. Nee, Lijn. Je maakt een fout, Lijn. Ik zal je leren op de goede en juiste manier Amsterdam te spellen. Nou, ga je gang, Bram. Een gracht, de stank, de nacht en de drank. Zo wordt je juist leeg. Nee, geen dank. Een gracht, de stank, de nacht en de drank. Thank you.
te eigenzinnig is. Hij niet wil doen wat ze hem zeggen. Hij wil niet leren wat hij school hem opdraagt. Wil hij zelf bepalen.
De gekke plaat.
Thank you. Service.
Shake down street.